Hello, welcome to Off the Clock, where we kick off the weekend with a chat about arts and culture in Mid-Missouri. I'm Janet Saidi. So what happens when you put together a blue-eyed, blonde Texas woman with a Saudi man living in a traditional Saudi culture and throw in a young secular Arab blogger and a young Muslim man rediscovering his fundamentalist roots? And what happens when they're all in the same family? That family is the Beilani family from the novel The Ruins of Us. It's Columbia's one-read book this year, and it's by Columbia author Kaya Parsonen. We spoke with Parsonen recently here in KBIA Studios, where she talked about writing, place, displacement, and the yearning for home and community. Here's an excerpt from our conversation. The question I think everybody wants to know about The Ruins of Us, Kaya, if they've read the back of the book and your bio, is how did your personal background contribute to these characters of the Beilani family and their stories?
That's a great question. My parents are both American. I'm not from a Saudi American family. And I grew up on a compound, an oil compound in Saudi Arabia, the Eastern Province. So I do know that region well. But of course, I didn't grow up in the city, you know, in the mix of things in the Saudi community. But my parents did have very good friends off the compound. And so we spent a lot of time in their homes visiting with them and their children. And so I was able to have a taste of the culture. So I felt very privileged to have that that experience.
There are a lot of sort of dividing lines in your book that are explored. But one of the dividing lines that we don't normally learn about is that division between the compound life for expats in Saudi Arabia and in the Middle East, I suppose, and the real Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. If there is such a thing, there are probably so many, you know, Saudi Arabias. Can you elaborate on that a little bit? That seems to be something that has really kind of impacted you and your feelings about place.
Sure. Well, I think growing up in Saudi Arabia is such a unique experience for an expat, especially growing up on a compound, because it is very much like an American suburb. On the surface of things, everything looks normal. There's the swimming pool, the bowling alley, the snack bar, and the schools where everything is taught in English. A lot of American and British families, but also a lot of Arab families from all over the Middle East. It's basically up to the people living in the compound for how much contact they want to have with the culture. You can choose to have as much or as little contact as you would like. And that's what's sort of strange about it. So there were friends of ours who didn't like to leave the compound. They didn't like to remember that they were living in Saudi Arabia. But my parents were not like that. They really wanted to engage. They had a lot of Saudi friends from their time in university. The reason they were living abroad in the first place was to engage with other cultures. And so that was an important part of my upbringing, that we were taught about the importance of connecting with the place where we lived. But of course, our ability to connect was limited because we were separated. And there was a giant chain link fence between us and the real Saudi Arabia, or Saudi Arabias, as you said, because there are many, certainly. So it's a bit different than most expat experiences. It's not like going to Paris and, you know, renting an apartment off the Champs-Élysées and being immersed in French culture. There's a segregation to it that is different than most expat experiences.
It's fascinating. And with all these complications that you've just described, it's something that the character Rosalie in your book, the Texan Rosalie, who's also grown up in Saudi Arabia, it's something that you and Rosalie call home. One of the most evocative aspects, I think, of The Ruins of Us is the sense of nostalgia that Rosalie feels for kind of a lost land for her, Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. She legally cannot return to Saudi Arabia, and she sees it as home. But she has a very hard time being a blonde, blue-eyed Texan convincing people that Saudi Arabia is home. And so as a character, Rosalie just stops saying that she's from Saudi Arabia. She just starts saying that she's from Texas. But is this sort of nostalgia made more acute by a sense of displacement? Is this something that you have felt personally?
Absolutely. I mean, I think everybody knows the old adage that you can't go home again. But in Saudi Arabia, it is actually true. You literally cannot go back, or it's very difficult to go back. There are ways around those visa restrictions, but there's a lot of bureaucracy that you have to get through to do so. And so I think that longing is made more acute. I remember when we left when I was 12, it was called Leaving for Good. and that was it. And there was a sense of finality. And it's never the same if you can't just, you know, go back to your hometown and hang out in the old spots that you used to frequent. Your memory is sort of never satisfied in the way of, you know, an American returning to his or her hometown, however hated or beloved. You want that privilege of returning. It's an important part, I think, of our psychic landscape to be able to know that we can go back physically to the place. And so I think Rosalie's longing is especially acute because of that knowledge that she can't return. And it's part of her decision to marry Abdullah. Even though she's in love with him, her decision is also informed by that longing.
And then she really does enter the real culture there. That must have been very therapeutic in a way to enter sort of the real Saudi Arabian landscape.
Absolutely. And I think one of the reasons I wrote this book was to learn more about the real Saudi Arabia. And I began the writing of this book in 2005. I was living in New York City in Brooklyn, and 9/11 was still very fresh in everybody's mind. And I remember when it happened, I was a junior in college. And I remember just being really jolted awake by that experience, because, and wondering, well, how well do I know Saudi Arabia? I don't think I know it very well at all. I didn't realize, I was very naive about the Saudi-American relationship. And so obviously it was more complex than I realized, and I really wanted to better understand it. So it was a real pleasure to learn more about the real Saudi Arabia, but at the same time, it was very sad for me too to realize how fraught that relationship was. That, you know, my parents' friendships, and that, you know, the bonhomie between my father and his colleagues really didn't extend to the national level between the countries. There were the sort of individual relationships and then the national relationships, and so it was really eye-opening for me.
So what questions do you have for Kaya Parsonen, and what comments do you have about the ruins of Oz? You can join host Ryan Famuliner and producer Raymond Tungekar in a chat with Parsonen on the program Intersection this coming Monday at 2 here on KBIA and on KBIA.org. And the Daniel Boone Regional Library in Columbia is, of course, hosting a series of talks and events related to this year's One Read selection. Check those out, too, at KBIA.org. That's it for Off the Clock this week. Thank you for listening. I'm Janet Saidi. Have a great weekend.